What do you get when you put a group of fanboys in a room with a mic? From video games, comics, and movies to uncensored social commentary, nothing is off limits. With your hosts, Pistol Pete Jr., The Blue Guy, Chuck Bitch, G-Roll, and Player 2, this is The Real Press Start. So sit down, load up, log in, and press start.
Hey, everybody. It's 2 weeks in a row. Can you believe it?
It is?
Yeah, it's 2 weeks in a row.
We did one last week?
Yeah. But it wasn't on a Monday.
No, we didn't.
Yeah, we did. I'm pretty sure we did.
Oh, yeah, it was Christmas last week.
Okay. Yeah.
That's right.
So. Okay. That's 2 weeks in a row.
I'll give it to you. I'll give it to you. Starting the new year off right.
Yes.
Not really. We do it. We're doing it on a Monday.
Yeah, we are doing it on Monday. We
should have done it yesterday.
Yes.
But
We should have done it the first day of the new year.
I don't work till 6.
Yeah, no, that's okay. I was fucking tired of shit yesterday anyway. Mm-hmm. So Happy New Year's to everyone out there. I don't know why I waved at the computer. It's not like we're...
Because you're dark?
Yeah, that's true. So last episode we talked about Carrie Fisher having a heart attack and being in stable condition. Turns out her family lied. And she died. Which is sad. Incredibly sad. Geeks everywhere are mourning. This one got me a lot too. Just because like it's one of those things where... Not only was she a part of my childhood now, it's one of those things... same thing I said with David Bowie, where it's something I'm passing along to my little one. She loves Princess Leia, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, she heard me to say, oh, you know, Princess Leia died to somebody. And she lost her shit.
Definitely?
Yeah. She lost her shit. She no. And I was like, I had to calm her down and that, you know, Princess Leia's fine. We had to put on the movies and, like, there she is. And...
Mm-hmm.
You know, but that one was rough. I was listening to Smodcast, one of Kevin Smith's many podcasts.
Uh-huh.
He does. They released an episode called "Goodnight, Sweet Princess," and it was like him talking about all the. It's just the whole Carrie Fisher episode. It's good. I recommend checking it out. He doesn't cry as much as in that one. Like he cries a lot for people. The one he did for Alan Rickman, the whole time he was like sobbing the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
And this one he got to the very end and then like cracked at the very end.
Yeah.
So, but it's still a good listen. There was some other stuff related to her passing. They did confirm that she did wrap filming on episode 8. So
yeah, I figured.
All her scenes are there. She won't be at 9 now. That's been confirmed.
What do you think they're gonna do? You think they're gonna have some sort of? Do you think she was gonna die either anyway in the last
movie? I don't know.
Or do you think they're gonna have? Or do you think they had to make it that way now?
They're probably.
Or do you think they're just gonna have some unexplained reason why she's not gonna be in the last movie?
I think she'll be all through. I think she'll be all through episode 8, and they might have her. They might have a CGI her die. In 9,
mm-hmm.
or they'll kill her off at the end of 8. But I don't know. Because I know 8 is kind of... I know they've changed a lot of it because of the reaction to the 7.
Because
mm-hmm. like, they had the story written out, and yeah. I know they modified it heavily for what happened in 7. Or for the way people reacted to 7.
Mm-hmm.
So they might just kill her off. You know what I mean? But I don't know. I think that's a fucking shitty thing to do. They might Paul Walker it. And have him she just drives off in the sunset next to Vin Diesel. It's like, wait a minute, we were going this way.
She just gets on the Millennium Falcon with Chewie.
They just take off.
Yeah. I'm done with the rebellion.
Fuck you guys. I'm good. I don't really, really quick, you've seen that scene from Fast 7, right?
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand why he took that separate road. I mean, I get it was metaphorically, he was... driving off in the sunset, but they were racing each other. And all of a sudden, he looks over, they're smiling at each other, and he's like, shh. He just takes his off rep.
And then I think they were racing to the intersection.
Oh, is that what it was? Yeah. They just split off?
Yeah.
Because it was kind of...
He's going home. He's going home. They live separate. They were racing to the intersection.
Okay.
And they just go off wherever they go.
Because like, it was just weird. I get it. Okay, because they're not... They're obviously, they're two different cars. They're not going to be talking. Mm-hmm. But like, they're just smiling at each other. Just... And all of a sudden, they're just like... They just separate. It's just like... I get it. Like, I get metaphorically what they were trying to do, you know, but. Mm-hmm. But I'm calling.
Just to ease your mind.
That's what it
they
was.
They were racing to
that intersection. And I'm like, okay, time to go home. But then again, who does that, though? It's like, hey, good race. No, all right, I'll talk to you later. Nope.
They've been doing that for 8 years, damn it. You know the interaction at this point. Like, oh, I won. No, I let you win.
Yeah, good point. but yeah, that's what I'm calling. Carrie Fisher drives off to the sunset, smiling at Vin Diesel. who shows up as baby
Carrie Fisher smiling at Vin Diesel group?
Who shows up as baby group for no reason? It's all one universe now. I don't know. It's gonna be interesting to see how they do it. I doubt they'll kill her off though. I don't know though. They might.
Yeah, I think they will. I think it's worse if they CGI her in.
Yeah, I think that's too. But I don't know, cause like killing her off though, it's kind of like that's you know.
No, well, it could just be like a. It depends.
They could blow up the planet she's on. See, I think giving her a death scene, like, making her, like, just, like, you know, mm-hmm. I think that would be fucked up. But, like, okay, if they blow up the planet she's on, blow up the ship she's on, you don't actually, you mm-hmm. know what I mean? It's like, she's escaping, and all of a sudden, poof, oh, shit. You know what I mean? Something like that, yeah. I guess, okay. They would have to do it in a way where it's, like, it's just sudden, and you can't see it coming. Even though you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's got to be something like that. Because other than that, like, if they just, you know, kill her off because, okay, she's dead, we can't have her in the movie now, we need to kill her off. Like, if they do it in a shitty kind of way.
They're going
to
blow up the Millennium Falcon. Chewie and Leia are going to die.
Oh, that would be painful.
And then, like, Rey and the group were going to escape. And in order for them to escape, they had to...
I could see that. You know, like, because...
Chewie had to keep driving.
Yeah.
And then,
He has to get Leia somewhere for whatever reason. They're gonna draw them away, mm-hmm. and they fucking just blow the shit out of the Millennium Falcon. Mm-hmm. And then Luke's the only remnant from the last movie.
I think Luke's gonna die too. Fuck, I don't know. I think at some point Rey is going to turn.
Yeah, you said that last week. You said you think
she's gonna go dark side. I think Kylo Ren's gonna somehow convince Rey, mm-hmm. where like either
it's gonna be something to do with her parents.
Yeah,
I guarantee it. It's gonna be that she doesn't go dark side. Yeah,
yeah. That makes her go to the dark side, and they're on that island or whatever or something maybe, and they fight Luke. Kylo Ren and Rey fighting Luke.
And they just
they end up killing him.
Okay, do you think he goes out?
And then the next movie, it's gonna be Rey. It's gonna be Rey dealing with with what she did, whether she thinks it was the right thing to do.
Yeah,
or
like struggling with side of the Force. Mm-hmm. She could become a Grey Jedi.
A what?
They call it a Grey Jedi where they're like in between. They're not light side. They're not dark side. They're just maybe. They could, you know what? Especially now that Carrie Fisher's dead, they could very well kill her off, kill Chewie off, kill Luke, and then that because they would, mm-hmm. but then they would have to get rid of R2-D2 and C-3PO as well.
What if Rey becomes full dark side, and then Snoke takes in Rey, in favor
of Ren?
Of Ren. Ren comes back the good side, and he's the chosen one because he's.
Yeah.
Direct bloodline of the Skywalkers.
That would be see, because I was already
because I don't want it to be as simple as Rey, because that's the, supposedly the whole prophecy, a Skywalker, it will bring balance to the Force.
Yeah.
Rey, Kylo Ren's already that character.
Yes.
It doesn't matter what side he's on, he's going to
he's
bring,
bring balance,
forward,
yeah.
balance to the force. But that could happen. Like, maybe Rey.
Yeah. Well, see, that was the thing. I already figured Kylo Ren was going to come. He was going to come back to the light side. I keep wanting to call him Ben, just because there's a meme.
He's Ben too.
Yeah, I know. But there's a meme, because you've seen Indiana Jones, right?
Yeah.
Have you seen the third one with him and Harrison, with Sean Connery?
Which one was it?
The Last Crusade? When he was like, everyone's calling him Indiana, and he goes, and he's and his dad's calling him Henry, and he goes, mm-hmm. Indiana was the dog's name. There's a meme. It's Harrison Ford, but he's on some talk show. But he's yelling like he's doing something where he's yelling, and it says his name is Ben. Kylo was the dog's name. That's why I keep wanting to call him Ben. What was I saying? But after watching the first one, I kind of figured. Especially because he had to struggle with wanting to go to the light, you know?
Uh-huh.
I figured he's going to end up going light, and Rey was going to be his draw. Because there's obviously something going on there. But now that the argument's pretty solid, I can see her going dark. Him attracting
you
him.
You know, it all depends on the events that happen in the beginning of that movie, in this next movie. But that's what I want. That's what I think would be the most interesting.
I can see that. I mean, and that would
be... for it to play out.
That would be good, and it turns like I would kind of like it where it turns out that she's not related to anyone, that she's just.
Well, it's cool. It'd be fine if it was she were related to somebody. I just don't want it to be, as simple as Luke.
Yeah.
Being Luke's daughter.
See, but then again, it could happen just because it's the whole Luke and Leia thing all over again.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Where they're brother and sister the whole time, and you don't find out about it until you know. To the end of the second movie.
Not really, because we know, what's his name? Well, in the original movies, we don't know any of them are related to Vader until the second movie.
Yeah, until the end of Empire.
Yeah, and then we find out, do we find out that Leia's related or in the second movie, or is that in the third movie?
No, I think it is the third movie. No! I want to say Vader says something about, oh, sister, see, your feelings betray you, but I don't remember if that's a...
No, I think the Emperor says something about...
Okay, then that I think it is
about a daughter or something.
Because Yoda, because I know Yoda says it too, but I'm trying to think, cause, which one does Yoda die in? Is it in
the third one.
Huh?
The third one.
The third one, okay, then it's the third one, you find out about Leia then. Yeah, because she kisses Luke at the end of the third one, mm-hmm. or then the second one.
No.
Yeah, because remember, he gets his hand cut off, and then he's in that tube... And then, like, when
he doesn't get out to the next movie, though.
To Return?
I don't think so. I think they just cut to him.
Okay, then, yeah.
They basically, like what they did with Finn in the first movie. Like that's basically what they did.
Okay, then, yeah. Then you don't find out until,
like... Finn's unconscious. You don't know what the fuck...
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because he said that he's hanging off thing all fucking fucked up. I think they hinted at it at the end of the second one then.
Yeah, maybe.
Because
I need to rewatch now.
Yeah, I know, me too. But I think they hinted at it in the second one and they revealed it. Because I wasn't sure if it was the kiss was at the end of the second one or at the beginning of the first one. Because at that point, when they kiss, you don't know they're related.
Uh-huh.
And at least they don't know they're related.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because
that would be even weirder.
That would be even weirder, yeah. So, yeah. They don't reveal it till... I think it's Yoda that reveals it.
It still wouldn't be. Unless she was like Leia and Han's kid also.
Yeah.
Then it'd be weird. It'd be like, come on, really?
Yeah. But it would still make sense, though, you know? Because, it would still be the same kind of Luke and Leia kind of thing, where same parents, you know. I think it would work out better if they were cousins. But I would kind of like to... See that, with the whole if she does go dark side scenario,
mm-hmm.
I would like it to everyone like the whole time you think she's related, and it turns out she's not related to anybody, and it was just like fucking just some weird fucking forced coincidence that she got dragged into this.
Well, it's like Yoda was the strongest Jedi.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have any history of him having a family?
I would love to see a fucking Yoda movie.
I want to see a Qui-Gon Jinn.
I would love to see that too. I know, fucking, I think we talked about it a while back. Is you and
McGregor. I think Qui-Gon was stronger than Yoda at some point. Like, I remember, like, there's always, there's, like, a bunch of crazy stories of Qui-Gon.
The thing about Qui-Gon, Qui-Gon was a great Jedi. Well, he was, for the most part, a great Jedi. Then he, like, when he took on Obi-Wan is when he became a light side Jedi. Mm-hmm. But he still kind of followed the way of the great Jedi, where, because the whole thing, like, I forget how to break it down, but, like, the whole thing between the light side Jedi, the dark side Jedi, and the great Jedi is, like, the light side is... You don't let your emotions cloud. You're logical. You're, you know, it's like, this is the way things are. And you don't let your emotions cloud what's going on. Mm-hmm. The dark side is you use your emotions. You use your anger. You use your, you know, your hatred. You use all that to make you more powerful. Mm-hmm. And the gray Jedi, as a matter of fact, I think I have it. The gray Jedi code is like, it's like my emotions. It's like something about the passion makes me stronger. My knowledge makes me smarter. It's like taking both tenets and, let me pull it up. Let me see if I can find it. Gray Jedi. No, not Jewish. The hell?
Does it have Jewish Jedi?
I just... What a...
Lightsabers made of gold.
Let me see. Gray Jedi code. Here we go. There is no dark side nor light side. There is only the Force. I will do what I must to keep balance. There is no good without evil, but evil must not be allowed to flourish. There is passion, yet peace. There is serenity, yet emotion. There is chaos, yet order. I am the wielder of the flame, the protector of the balance. I am the holder of the torch. Lighting the way, I am the keeper of the flame. Soldier of balance, I am the guardian of the balance. I am a gray Jedi. Mm-hmm. So, it's, you know, it's the tenets of... Because the dark side... Because the Jedi code is... There is no emotion, there is peace. There is no ignorance, there is knowledge, there is no passion, there is serenity. There is no chaos, there is harmony, there is no death, there is the Force. And then the dark side is... power! Ultimate power. The dark side is... Peace is a lie, there is no peace, there is only passion. Through passion I gain strength, through strength I gain power. Through power I gain victory, through victory my chains are broken. The Force will set me free. So it's, you know, opposite ends, obviously. And then the Jedi is, the great Jedi is right in his middle. What was I going to say? So I would like to see his story as, because when he was a great Jedi, he was very nomadic as well. Because the great Jedi have no home. Mm-hmm. So it was just kind of his adventures throughout the world or throughout the universe, which would be cool. Like I said, I know Ewan McGregor wants to do 2 Obi-Wan movies. He's like, I'm down for 2 more movies. Which would be cool. I wouldn't mind seeing his kind of like before and after. Like,
what has he been doing in Tatooine? Like,
that's true.
I think everyone's kind of concluded that he's just been sitting in at home.
Good point.
For 20 years.
I'm sure they can make some kind of like, you know, because.
I know, it's just a montage of him killing sand people.
Pretty much. But, like, it could be him getting there. It could be him. Like, because, I mean, in the movies, they make it known that Vader's been looking for his children. Mm-hmm. You know? And so it could be him just killing off fucking spies and, like, you know, preventing shit. Like, it's just Luke as a kid, and he's just following around fucking swatting people down with a lightsaber. Luke's doing some, like, Luke's chunking himself and beating off, and Obi-Wan comes off and cuts the rope before he dies.
This is great. Luke has no recollection of this man.
Well, no, he's been in the shadows the whole time. Just see. Luke's about to cross the street, and
the sand speeder comes by.
He uses the Force to stop it as Luke just crosses, you know, just shit like that. Just a little being a dumb kid. What a
fucking idiot.
Yeah. Oh, God. That's the one thing about Luke, though. Luke's character, like, he was such a whiny character. Up until the very end of the movie, up until the very end of the trilogy, he was just super whiny.
It's like, he's like a teenager.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
He was basically like a, he was like a 16-year-old.
Yeah,
like,
that's true.
I want to go hang out with my friends, guys. No, you gotta farm, Luke. You gotta be a fucking farmer.
But I wanted to go to Tashi Station.
Tashi Station sounds like it's like a fucking burger joint, right? like an old style diner or whatever, right? Burger joint.
It's like the Max.
Like what is it? Ruby's? Like Ruby's?
You want to get a burger?
Like fries? A space Ruby's?
A blue milkshake?
Yeah.
Oh god, I think I have a Star Wars. Did I have a Star Wars story? Other than that.
Or Frisco's.
They haven't been to Frisco's. Has changed so much though.
Yeah.
Like, it's not even a burger place anymore. Right now it's like a pizza place.
Really?
Yeah. They still got the chicks on skates and mm-hmm. booty shorts, but like it's a pizza place now. And now it's like, because originally it was, for people that don't know, Frisco's is a place that's been in our neighborhood for ever and a day.
Uh-huh.
And it was.
It's basically a Hooters.
It's like it's a 50 style car hop diner. Yeah. But it's a Hooters on roller skates, pretty much, yeah. But they had amazing food. And
like Hooters.
Yeah, like Hooters. Hooters is amazing food. But that place has been there forever. And, like, the last time I drove by there, it said it's not Frisco's anymore. It's Mama Frisco's.
Okay.
And it says, like, pizza. There's, like, a pizza place. But everything else is still the same.
Mm-hmm.
You know? It's just, I don't know. I think it's because the location is really shitty. Like, before they, because where it's at, before they cut off the way for the freeway and shit,
uh-huh.
like, it was probably, like, you could just, it's right there across the street from the mall, but now it's, like, there's a freeway in between, yeah. and it's, like, a really, like, that
it's intersection. It's, like, a really narrow, like, underpass.
Yeah. And that fucking intersection is, have you ever been through there during, like, traffic hours, like, during dinner time?
Yeah.
That shit's fucking horrible. Yeah. It's, like, an hour to make a fucking right turn.
That's what Claim Jumper left.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, all the shit, like, the Toys R Us, like, that whole fucking shopping center. All that's left is Sam's and Benihana's.
Yeah, nobody even wants to buy that Toys R Us slot anymore.
Yeah, it's just fucking dead.
It's just an abandoned fucking building.
But I think what's it called is going to be there forever. It's just going to be Frisco's, then it's Mama Frisco's, and it's going to one day it's going to be Grandpa Frisco's, and they're going to be like...
Mama's going to turn into a man?
Well, Mama's going to pass away, Grandpa's going to take over. There's going to be like Frisco Juniors.
Frisco Juniors.
Then there's going to be Frisco's and Sons. It's gonna keep going throughout the family. Rogue One is now 2016's highest grossing movie. Second highest grossing movie. Sorry. I'm not gonna click on the story to see what the first one was. Let me ask you a random question. Have you ever seen or heard of a movie starring, you know who Sinbad is, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you ever seen the Genie movie starring Sinbad called Shazam?
Yeah.
You have seen it?
When I was little, I remember very little of it.
But you do remember a Sinbad movie?
Yes.
It does not exist.
No?
No.
A Sinbad movie called Shazam. Who's
not,
in it?
Not to be confused with Kazam by Shaq. With Shaq.
Uh-huh.
There's... Okay, we're back. Sorry about that. So... Shazam movie. You do remember it, though, right?
I feel like I do.
Yeah. A lot of people have...
I'm second-guessing myself.
A lot of people have the memory of a Sinbad movie called Shazam, where he's a genie.
Are you sure Sinbad just wasn't in Kazam?
He's not in Kazam. Sinbad has... He says, I've never been in a genie movie. I've never been approached to do a genie movie. I've never even thought about doing a genie movie. But this is one of those things, last week we talked about the Mandela effect.
Mm-hmm.
This is one of those Mandela effect things. So like, there's one of the strangest stories on the internet is there are people on Reddit and Twitter attempting to find a movie called Shazam, which starred actor and comedian Sinbad as a friendly genie. According to those who claimed to have seen it, it came out before Shaq's critically panned Kazam and was a relatively enjoyable 90s comedy. The only problem is there's no record of a such movie ever existed, and Sinbad himself says he's never acted in or even heard of it before. He says people ask him about it all the time. He says that he wasn't in a genie movie. And there's a legit conspiracy website that says that Sinbad hated the movie so much that he refuses to acknowledge it, that it does exist, but no one can find pictures of it, no screenshots, no evidence that this movie exists.
Mm-hmm.
But there are hundreds of thousands of people out there that believe this is true.
Yeah.
It's fucking crazy. A lot, and I remember someone telling me about it, and it's like, that movie sounds familiar.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just like, name a scene from it. No one can. No one can name a scene from it. No one can. They just know that they saw a. They enjoyed a comedy with Sinbad in it where he was a genie.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't exist.
Mm-hmm.
And it's crazy. Like, it just trips out how so many, and I can't even think of where it would come. Because, I can.
What movies has he been in that we would think that he's a genie?
That's the thing that I was gonna bring up right now. Let me pull up his IMDb. I know he's been in
maybe he's not a genie. That's why he's saying that. But he gave somebody a wish.
I know. I want to. No. That's Tom Loke. I was like, I know he played a Secret Service agent or some kind, but no, that was Tom Loke.
Are you sure he wasn't the Voltar or whatever the fuck it is in what's it called, the Tom Hanks movie? Big.
First kid, no, okay, so Tom Loke, he is in that one, where he plays the Secret Service agent with the kid.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of people, I think that's what might be the one people are confusing him with. Let's see here. He's in Meteor Man, Jingle All the Way, First Kid, House Guest, Good Burger. I didn't know he was in Good Burger. Oh, yeah, he's a manager, huh?
No. He's the guy who Keenan runs... gets in a car crash with.
Oh, yeah.
And at the end of the movie, he runs over his fucking mailbox. Well, no, they run over his mailbox fucking 6 times in the movie.
Mm.
And keeps remaking it, and then they come and fucking knock it down.
I think people are confusing it with First Kid. Because that's the only movie where it's him and a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And but he's a Secret Service agent, not a genie.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember Tone Loke being in it
as well. Well, to be fair, Secret Service agents are kind of like genies.
I like your argument. How do you figure?
I don't need no explanation.
No, Anna had fucking Zachary Ty Bryan. He was the oldest from Home Improvement. The lesser known of the Home Improvement children. No, actually, I take that back, the youngest one. Nobody knows who the fuck that kid was.
Who, Jonathan Taylor Thomas?
No, there was a younger one.
Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
No. Okay, now I'm going to pull up Home Improvement. Because Jonathan Taylor, everybody knows who the fuck Jonathan Taylor, whatever happened to him?
Jonathan Taylor Thomas?
Yeah.
No, the younger kid's name is Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
No. Taryn Noah Smith.
Jonathan Taylor Thomas. There's Jonathan Taylor Thomas and Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
Let me see.
Very similar names, two different people.
He looks like a lesbian now. Or almost not a lesbian, but what is that? What's the not neutral gender? What do they call that when they're like, you can't tell if it's a guy or a girl?
It's Pat.
Yeah, yeah. Let's see. I wonder what has he done since.
Oh, nothing.
He hasn't done anything since Home Improvement. Oh wait, no, those are TV shows, movies. Lion King.
Why do people like him so much?
He's dreamy.
He doesn't look that good to me.
He's weird looking. 2005 through the Marvel. So he's done a couple animated films since, but not since 2005. That's crazy. I remember he was huge for like a week.
Huh?
He was huge for like a week. No, there was a point, I'd say a good, when Home Improvement, when it's at its peak, he was like, that's why he ended up being fucking Simba. Young Simba.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so Sinbad, the Sinbad movie Kazam does not exist. But then again, it might exist, and the government is making everyone think it doesn't exist.
Wiped it from existence.
Yes. Have you heard the news about the fake news stories?
Yeah.
And I haven't gotten too in depth on it, but I was just I was thinking about this the other day. I was like, what if there's a fake news website that's making fake news just like, so there's a fake news story about fake news. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, because I forget where it was now. I think it was Israel. Like, there was...
What if there's a fake news site that's actually putting out a bunch of real news?
It's like the Onion...
But everyone thinks it's fucking fake because it's fake news.
Well, have you ever heard of Not the Onion?
No.
It's a website. It's like, cause you know what the Onion is, right?
I think so.
The Onion is, it's a website that's all fake news. Like, mm-hmm. But it's like fake news where it's like fucking like... Shit, I can't even think of it. But it's like ridiculous shit that you would never believe, right?
Right.
Now, there's another website called Not the Onion, where they're all true stories that sound fucking ridiculous. So here, watch. I'll pull up here.
Are they made by the same people?
I don't think so. So the Onion.com is like I said, the fake news site. It's kind of like Weekly World News. Remember, like, those ones you would see at the fucking grocery store?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, this one, like, this is one of the stories. From The Onion. Climate experts say only hope for saving planet lies with people who save napkins from their takeout order. You know, God announces plans to shift majority of resources tied up in humanity to birds and rocks.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like shit like that, right? And, like, not The Onion. Let's see here. I think Not the Onion might be a subreddit.
Yeah.
No, there is a website. It's The Onion, but with a one instead of an I. Mm-hmm. It's just confusing. So, California blames incarcerated workers for unsafe conditions and amputations. So,
it's a real thing?
That's a real story, where they're blaming the people that are working in prisons for mm-hmm. their own accidents and amputations. And,
oh, well.
Let me see here. Yeah. Illinois law turns a hairstylist to help fight in domestic abuse.
Wait, what?
Illinois law turns to hairstylist to help fight against domestic abuse.
To hair what?
To help in fight against domestic.
Oh, okay.
So they're asking hairstylists to help with domestic abuse. Cases. It's a law. It takes effect on Sunday, aims to take advantage of thrusting relationship between hairstyles and their clients. Oh, so it's a law asking, say, so you know, like people talk to their hairstylist, you know. So if you're a hairstylist and someone tells you, oh yeah, my husband's been beating me, you need to go, like it's the law for you to go to the cops.
Yeah.
So, you know, they're making that law in Illinois.
Okay.
So it's a real story, but it sounds like, what the fuck? Like,
yeah. Like,
so that's not The Onion. I forget why I brought up fake news stories now.
I don't know either. Oh, because of Sinbad being in Shazam.
Shazam. You know, I actually... Do you remember Kazam? The Shaq movie?
Yeah.
I liked that movie. I don't remember much of it now, but I remember liking it as a kid.
We need to watch that movie again. Maybe there's a guy who just looks like Sinbad.
Right?
And then, like, just years later, we're like, no, there's a movie named Shazam. Like, maybe Sinbad's a fucking liar, and he's the evil genie in Kazam.
And his name was Shazam instead of Kazam? You know what? We're going to have to watch Shazam now. I'm going to go to Walmart and search every $5 bin.
I'm just going to go on the Cody.
Oh, there you go. I can never remember what that thing's called. I don't know why.
K-O-D-I.
Yeah, but, like, what's that box that Gabriel has at the house? It's like, I was like, a Colby? No, this is cheese.
It's like $75.
And... You know what? I'm going to give you my...
But you need internet, so you can't use it.
Yeah, I know. But I'm going to give you my sling box, and you're going to connect that between the Cody and your TV, so that way I can just log in and watch your Cody wherever I'm at. Mm. I showed you the sling box, right?
No.
No, I got, that's what I got, one of the things I got from my Reddit Secret Santa.
Oh, yeah.
And it's literally what it is. It's a box that plugs in and it goes in between your cable. It's meant to go between your cable box and your TV or whatever device on your TV.
Mm-hmm.
And it allows you to activate it and use it from anywhere.
Awesome.
So say you're trying, like a lot of people use it for sports or for pay-per-views. Like say Chubb did was gave him the fight. I gotta talk about that real quick though. Like the pay per view Ronda Rousey fight, and mm-hmm. I can't be there to watch it, so I can hook up my Sling box in there, leave, and then like pull it up on my phone or my work computer or wherever I'm at and mm-hmm. watch it stream off his computer, off his TV.
That's pretty cool.
It's pretty cool. Yeah, it's like streaming live TV, but it's they don't even do it. Did you see the fight?
Yeah, I was there.
Oh, you were there? Fuck, man, what'd you think?
The fight was depressing.
That way it was. She came out 2 seconds in, takes a fucking jab, and then a right, and then just like...
And then for the rest of the time, she was a punching bag.
Yeah, oh, God. Like, I have...
She's extremely stiff. She looks like she didn't practice. I think she just practiced on what she knew.
Yeah.
She didn't practice on what got her... how she lost in the first place.
Like, she's just like Herb Dean should have stopped it maybe a good second sooner.
No, that was flawless.
I mean, it was good timing, but like
flawless stoppage.
Because she's just sitting there, like,
as Chubb Didge would say that flawless
flawless stoppage. Yeah, but like she was like she has her arms are completely out to her sides, like they're like she's like doing the Y and YMCA, uh-huh. and she's just getting hit and just. Fucking, because Amanda Nunes can fucking, like, she's got some heavy fucking hands.
She's a man. She's a man person.
You know she's a lesbian. She's the first openly gay.
She's a man person.
But she, fuck, man, she just beat the shit out of her, man. And then kept talking shit. She's been, like, talking shit on Twitter
still. I think she's a man who lost her penis at a young age. And has just thought she's a woman.
They say the same thing about Cyborg.
Her too.
Damn, that fight was brutal as fuck.
Like there's some angles where you look at her like that's a man.
Yeah. Yeah, no, she does have that like the jaw of a man. Like mm-hmm. But then again, she might be just tough enough that she ripped it off a man.
She's had it there since birth. Her skin just grafted around it.
Exactly. Oh shit. Let me see here. What other. Okay, I meant to bring this up last week, and I totally forgot. So, they're going to be making a live-action Naruto movie.
That's not going to be good.
Yes. Not only is it going to not be good, but... not because of...
Is it going to be an American movie or a Japanese movie?
It's an American-made Naruto
movie. Yeah, it's going to be ass.
Yeah. I mean, it can't be worse than Dragon Ball
Z. Is it going to be a little kid Naruto or Naruto Shippuden Naruto?
They don't say. They just say it's Lion Gates and then
they might be. They may be able to get little kid Naruto, but so they're not gonna be able to do
Shippuden? Big Naruto. Yeah, no, there's no way.
Shippuden's way too big and grand for that shit. They might be. They could probably do like the very first mission that Naruto, Sasuke, and Sakura go on.
Yeah, I can see the
fight. Fight that guy. Is it Zabuya? Something like that.
Zabuza, isn't it?
Zabuza?
Yeah,
one of those guys.
With the big ass sword and the fucking thing and the little boy chick that throws needles.
Yeah. Yeah, they could probably pull out that.
That would be kind of cool to see live action. Mm-hmm. But then again, I don't know, because I think they would ruin the whole Twin Dragon water, and then fucking when Kakashi fucking does the dragons back to him,
yeah.
And he's fucking signing it.
That's the only thing. The sign is going to look super corny in real life.
Have you seen Scott Pilgrim?
Scott Pilgrim,
That at the very end when what's his name does it?
Uh-huh.
Apparently he practiced for weeks to do that shit. Like and it looked cool when he did it.
No, it's gonna look corny.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's different when you do it once in a fucking movie that's the entire fucking fighting style of the movie. It's ninja attacks and signs.
Yeah, that's true.
Especially with when it's Kakashi versus Zabuza.
Yeah, because that whole thing is them standing across from each other.
It's just fucking fire style jutsus, summoning the goddamn dogs, someone just playing, bringing out fucking water dragons. Like,
I forgot about the dogs when he has them and like he's all fucking.
Mm-hmm.
That was a good. Because I remember reading that before seeing it in the cartoon, and I remember that was a fucking epic panel. It was Zabuza just all fucking. The dogs all chopped around him and shit. That was brutal. They don't bring the dogs much anymore, do they? Just a little one.
No, he doesn't use it. I think the dogs died or something.
Is that what happened? Because I remember he had the little pug for a while. But then... I remember one of the filler episodes.
I'm trying to remember in the last fight before the
the thing ended.
I haven't seen like the whole last season. I have to watch.
Nah.
It's pretty far behind. Actually, no. I think I'm even further back than that. The last episode of Naruto I saw was when Sasuke and his little group of thugs, and he had the little water dude, and the other dude,
right,
and the chick that was in love with him, and
right,
and they fight the is it Three Tails, Eight Tails,
Eight Tails,
Eight Tails. That was like the last episode I saw.
If I did Killer B.
Yeah. The fucking hip hop fucking Samoan dude.
I forget what he says. He's in like, Japanese. It sounds better in Japanese.
Yeah, but yeah, they're doing a live. I'm like, what the fuck? Oh, and I have the story I have is the internet reacting to it. So it's a bunch of tweets about it.
They're probably gonna get some little chubby white boy to play Naruto because he was kind of fat in the beginning.
And oh, and this is the thing that they kind of, because this is the pre-production art that they're showing off. So
they're not gonna be able to.
It's not gonna do well. Well, it's loading. My phone decided.
It's gonna be like the Attack on Titan movie where it's like they're just cramming shit in there. It doesn't look good.
Oh, the fuck? Okay. That's the concept art they're showing. I can't tell if that's Naruto or his dad, but I think it's Naruto. I think it's supposed to be Naruto. So that's the Nine Tails behind him.
That is his dad.
Is it his dad? So they're probably gonna do the early.
Naruto doesn't wear a white
cloak. I thought he does it towards the end, doesn't he?
No. It's a it's orange and black.
Oh, okay.
Chakra from the Nine Tails.
Yeah.
He wears it when he becomes Hokage.
Yeah.
He has a white cloak when he becomes Hokage. But I doubt they're making an Naruto movie when he becomes.
He's Hokage. So it's probably. I mean, and I think that would be because Naruto's story up until.
Because what actually happens is Naruto's dad actually takes in part of the Nine Tails as well.
Oh, okay. Well, see,
only half of the Nine Tails chakra is actually in Naruto.
In Naruto.
The other half is in his mom and his dad.
Okay, so split three ways, but Naruto has the majority of it.
Yeah.
See, I could see them doing it as, because obviously they're gonna do it as a kids movie.
Mm-hmm.
So I could see them doing it where it's him as a troubled youth.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And then I wonder if they would do the whole thing of him stealing the Forbidden Scroll and learning the
main part of it. That's
Kage
super Jutsu. Important.
Yeah. But I don't know, because I mean that up until that point alone would be a good movie. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess.
It's just him.
The very first episode.
Pretty much, yeah.
But stretch it into an hour.
I mean, they could. And that, but see, you think about it, that would be smart.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, no, I think I guess they would have to go a little further, but I mean, take the episode, the events of that episode, and just flush out the details of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that would be, you know what I mean.
What do you think? They would do that, and then if they did another movie, they do like the Chunin exams.
Yeah, exactly.
And then they'd go straight to Shippuden.
Yeah. No, they'd have to do the whole thing with Gaara.
Well, that's the Chunin exams.
Yeah, no, but it doesn't. Oh, no, you're right. Yeah, you're right. Beginning. But no, I thought it extended past that, but no, it doesn't.
Well, like they have the exams.
The exams, and then he flips the fuck out.
Yeah.
Because I'm trying to think of what's on the storyline right after that is when isn't it? That's when.
I think that's the end of. The regular, isn't it?
No. Okay. Yeah. Because the exams, and that's when Sasuke takes off.
Yeah.
And they're chasing after Sasuke, and then fucking Gaara gets in the way. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Not trying to prevent them from getting Sasuke, but he just happens to be.
Fuck! I forgot. I don't remember anything.
I'm gonna watch. I have most of them.
I watched up to the Chunin. Maybe there's more because I know Sasuke and Naruto fight at that fucking lake.
Yeah,
that was fucking seven times.
Yeah. Fuck! I'm trying to remember now because after that, so I'm trying to remember. There's that and then. Because I think that's when Sasuke takes off, right? During the exams.
No.
Because Sasuke, does Sasuke take the exams? I don't remember.
Sasuke does. He fights Gaara in the final.
I thought that was Rock.
No.
Oh, no, that's still... Yeah.
Rock fights Garo, and Rock Lee loses.
Yeah, yeah.
And then Sasuke fights in the finale or whatever.
Yeah.
Or, like, semifinals.
And then Naruto fights...
Neji.
Neji. Yeah. And then he does over here. Okay. But what... Okay, so... But Sasuke takes off at the end of the exams, right? Because I don't think Sasuke finishes his fight or something like that. Right?
Maybe Gaara turns into two tails.
So I remember Sasuke...
Was the Gaara one tail or two tail? Or no tail?
No, he has tail. I want to say he's a one tail.
Yeah, he's one of them.
Let's see.
Was there... No, there's... All of them had tails.
Two tail. No, never mind.
One or two.
Let me see. Sagara is... How the fuck is Wikipedia not going to say?
Because they could do that, and then they can go to Shippuden, where Gaara gets kidnapped.
Mm-hmm.
And then they can do that whole thing, where Gaara gets the Jinchuriki taken out of him.
Yeah.
And then there's that, and then they could do Pain.
Yeah, but that's already in Shippuden, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's after.
Yeah, yeah.
They could have Naruto fight Pain, or Naruto becomes like the official badass that he is.
Yeah.
And then they could probably just go straight to... If they want, they can make a Kakashi movie, because Kakashi's story is probably one of the most interesting.
Oh, movies. Yeah, the fucking... the his whole fucking arc, how he gets the fucking... the... Byakugan.
Mm-hmm.
No, not Byakugan.
Oh my god, I'm gonna forget it now.
Sharingan. Right? Sharingan.
Is that how it's called? Is that how it's said? Fuck.
Sharingan!
Sharingan. Sharingan. There you go.
Sharingan. Wikipedia, it just says he's a tailed beast. It doesn't say fucking how many tails, goddammit.
Oh, yeah, that's probably irrelevant, because...
I know, but still,
because throughout Shippuden, he's just not a... He doesn't have the tailed beast.
One tail.
One tail, yeah.
I had literally searched Gaara, how many tails?
That
was going to bug me.
We'd be like, he has no tails, he's no. A person.
Well, Gaara himself has no tails. He does contain a tail.
But in his tail beast form, he has a one tail.
I should have said he does have a tail beast living within him. Then later he gets removed, and then they don't say shit else about it. Just a tail beast. So the internet is reacting to the Naruto movie. oh god, this is the newer the Hollywood version of.
You're gonna get fucking Josh, fucking whatever the fuck his name is, PETA. Fucking PETA for. Let me see it again.
And it's Chloe Moretz?
Chloe Moretz for Moretz Sakura.
For Sakura.
Fucking Tom Holland for Sasuke.
Yeah.
Why did they put fucking Kakashi's face in?
Because he's wearing a mask. I said the same thing. I was like, but he's wearing a mask.
Oh, put his fucking eye there.
It could be fucking, who would play Sasuke? Or Kakashi. That's the thing. It's going to be an all-white cast. You know it's going to be an all-white
Burt
cast.
Burt Reynolds. That's why he has a mask. He's having the magnificent mustache.
I'm gonna hide it. Most people are freaking the fuck out.
What is this? Oh, that's fucking crazy. Oh my god, it's fucking The Rock's fucking turtleneck and fanny pack picture. But they fucking put Rock Lee's hair and painted his fucking shirt green. Oh my god.
I love that if The Rock is none of the Naruto live action movie, I'm going to boycott. I need to save this image. This is going This is going on the page.
I'm putting it on Twitter.
Dude, that's fucking nuts. Yeah. And they added the eyebrows and everything. That's what makes it perfect. I like this one. This is a slam at Doctor Strange. It's, what's her name? Tilda Swinton, as all the Naruto characters. Okay. You know how a lot of people were pissed off that she played the ancient one that's an Asian character.
She did it fine.
She did a great job. I mean, but that's Hollywood. Hollywood just... This is a better one.
Hollywood just doesn't like Asian people.
Yeah, Hollywood does not like Asian people at all.
Who do we got here? We got fucking Edward fucking Twilight guy.
Yeah.
For Sasuke, I guess. What's his name?
Michael Cera?
Michael Cera is Naruto. Scarlett Johansson. The fucking Emperor?
Yeah.
As whoever the fuck that is. Fucking, back there.
Anthony Hopkins. And the title of the movie is Believe It.
I should never call it that.
Some of the best ones are it's just one of them just says, Hollywood's making a live action Naruto movie.
That's how I felt when you told me that.
Yeah, that was my exact reaction.
let me gather my thoughts.
Oh, man. I mean, honestly, it can be worse than the Dragon Ball Z movie. Can it?
I mean, it can.
I mean, how, though?
I mean, they had Piccolo.
Actually, no, well...
They at least had Piccolo.
Okay, question, because there was the Dragon Ball Z movie, and then there was the Last Airbender movie. Which one... Or actually, it was Dragon Ball, not Dragon Ball Z. But which one was worse?
Last Airbender.
And that one was afterwards. So it could be worse. Because Last Airbender was just...
I could still watch the Dragon Ball Z movie.
Yeah.
I'm fine with it. It's just like, yeah, this is not a good movie.
Yeah, it just wasn't a good movie.
But I can watch it. I can't watch Last Airbender.
That was a horrible movie.
That fucking kid is awful.
Yeah, that whole movie
was At least the kid, the guy who plays Goku is a good actor.
Yeah, and he has his moments, yeah. But yeah, I don't know, man. Like, I don't know, because they're also doing fucking Ghost in the Shell.
The Master Roshi sucked in it,
Piccolo.
It wasn't even like a bald fucking pervert. Like, they may make him a super fucking pervert.
No, they made it a kid's movie. They can't make him.
He needs to be a pervert.
Fucking.
If kids can watch Dragon Ball Z,
they can watch, yeah.
They can see a pervert in real life.
Why am I going blank on his name? He's my favorite fucking character.
In what?
In Naruto. The Pervy Sage.
Jiraiya.
Jiraiya. Yes. They better not cut him out if they make movies.
Oh, he's not going to be the first one. He didn't show up until
training
exams.
Yeah. He's my favorite character. And he better be a goddamn perv, because that's... Like, they can't have a character named the Pervy Sage.
The problem with making an anime... into a live action movie is just like the hair is so ridiculous in animes.
The
hair looks fine in anime because it's animated, but that type of hair doesn't translate into real life.
Yeah.
Like Jiraiya's hair would look fucking stupid on whoever the fuck plays him.
Well, see, they could just do it, and this might sound.
Sasuke's hair would look fucking stupid on whoever plays him.
See, the thing is like I said, like
Naruto's made.
It's just the spikies.
Yeah.
But see, well, because Jiraiya, really, he just has long hair, but it's all spiked out as fucking, you know what I mean?
It's a fucking blowout.
Yeah.
It's a blowout mane.
Yeah, pretty much. But that's the thing, is like, they could still pull, especially for Jiraiya, just because Jiraiya has that, he's that fucking, like, he's that pervy sage, it kind of holds on to his fucking youth, like, he still thinks he's young.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, he'd be like that guy that's still stuck in the 80s with the fucking blow-up mullet and shit.
Yeah.
Like, they could just have him come out as a fucking kid, like a dude with the mullet.
That's fine, but so I'm just saying, it's not gonna look...
No, yeah, it's not gonna look the same.
It's either gonna look like... That doesn't look anything like Jiraiya's hair.
Yeah.
Like, that doesn't look like a person would even wear that hair. Like,
but Sasuke, he can just do the emo cut. He just has the bangs over his fucking, you know what I mean?
I mean, I guess.
But like,
he has the hair going all the way back.
Yeah.
To like a triangle.
That's true. But then, I mean, they're going to change it up. They're not going to have it the exact same.
Kakashi has like the Yu-Gi-Oh hair.
Yeah, those fucking crazy spikes.
And then...
I wonder how far away Yu-Gi-Oh! Live action movie is.
That's never gonna happen.
You don't think so?
They're never gonna make a card game live action movie.
I don't know, man. I wouldn't put it past. I mean, because they could make that.
They're one. They're going on to like their sixth series of Yu-Gi-Oh.
Yeah.
They just announced the newest series.
Oh, nice. Is Yu-Gi-Oh even still in it? No, it's like it's like.
Well, sometimes he comes back. Everyone's still in it. Everyone is like in. It's all in the same universe.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, like, you're following different characters. Like this last one. Characters from like the third series were dueling the new characters in it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
they're just keeping
The second series, like Yugi actually gave the main character in the second series a Karibo.
Oh, nice.
That he uses like in every duel.
They have to.
He believes in the heart of the cards. He gets that Karibo and he wins the game somehow with the weakest fucking card.
Yeah, the weakest fucking card. You know what's funny is because I play Hearthstone a lot, and every once in a while I'll play the game and like, oh fuck, it's just a bad draw. I didn't have the heart of the cards.
Wrong. It's because you're playing the wrong game, dumbass.
Exactly.
Not how this game works.
Yeah, I remember when I first started reading Yu-Gi-Oh. That one fucking, cause the blue guy got me reading Yu-Gi-Oh, cause I knew about the Nickelodeon cartoon.
I recommend getting the fucking game on PlayStation Store, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like $20 and it has like all the cards.
Nice.
Up to last April, they just put in like 500 something more cards.
Holy shit.
In the beginning of December.
Nice. I'm gonna have to do that, but because the blue guy, like I said, he got me into it because I had heard about it and I'd seen
because the game. Like Yu-Gi-Oh is cool, but like all the cards are super, like you gotta pay for all the cards.
Yeah, that's the thing.
And we're like, this like it just kind of simulates it and like you know.
That's what I like about Hearthstone because like everyone's talking about I guess there a lot of people are bugging Blizzard to make a fucking hard copy of Hearthstone. It's like why?
Yeah.
Like you got all these cards that are here for like. You know, for the most part, free.
Yeah.
You know? It's like, why the fuck would you want to...
Because they wanted to make it into, like, a
worldwide phenomenon.
A tournament thing. Like yeah. Maybe with Yu-Gi-Oh! And Magic and...
I couldn't get into Magic. I played it for a while, like in high school and such. And I liked it, I just couldn't get into it. I actually like Yu-Gi-Oh! Way better than Magic.
I think Yu-Gi-Oh! Is better.
Yeah.
To be honest. But, I don't know. A lot of... Nah, I guess I just don't get Magic. I don't know. Like, when people try and explain it to me, I'm like...
Magic, it plays a lot like Hearthstone, like where it's like you play the cards down. Mm-hmm. But it's because you don't have the trap cards. You don't have the...
Yeah, I don't like Hearthstone either. Like, I felt like it was too...
Hearthstone's a little bit more, like... It's like a really super, like... It's like rock, paper, scissors with five hands. Like,
right.
You know what I mean? But... I mean, I like it. I enjoy it. To me, it's a way to kill time. And I like the... I mean, there's a lot of clones of it, but I like the whole just, like... It's just, like, trying to figure out how to counteract your opponent and shit. You know what I mean? With Yu-Gi-Oh!, one of the things that I like about Yu-Gi-Oh!, but I like that Hearthstone doesn't do is a trap card. Or, not trap cards, because Hearthstone has secrets, but they're not as playable, or, like, they're not as... prevalent as they are in Yu-Gi-Oh!
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And the same thing with the defense characters and such. They're not like... I don't know. To me, it's a little different.
I don't know. Yu-Gi-Oh! Is a lot different. Like, it's not... Like, there's so many cards that end up, negating...
Yeah.
Negating trap cards and stuff that a lot of people don't even use them anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a lot of people just use, like, magic cards to have, like, the deck flow most of the time.
Yeah.
Like, unless there's, like, a trap card that does, like, that same thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Then they don't normally use it.
Yeah, I haven't, like I said, I didn't get into Yu-Gi until I was already out of college.
Yeah.
Fucking, it was the blue guy. Well, because the blue guy was always trying to get me to play. Because I started reading the comic, the manga, and I fucking thought it was amazing. But then it got into the same kind of territory as, it got too kiddie for me a little bit. Yeah. And I still enjoyed it. It was good. Like, the fucking... One of the first issues is, like when they're in the diner.
Yu-Gi-Oh! Got amazing to me when they started doing, like they started getting to like the actual rules of the game.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, like in the beginning, like they were just like they were just throwing out cards, like oh, blue eyes, white dragon. Yeah. Fucking, I don't gotta do shit. It just has all these fucking attack points.
Yeah.
I'm gonna fuck you up.
Well, yeah, and then for the most part, yeah, the
beanie. Sponsored by Strength, by Jergens Moisturizer.
In the beginning, it was just them throwing out cards, and the cards fought each other. But no, do you remember, fucking, in the cartoon as well, it's like one of the early episodes where, like, they didn't play the game at all. Yu-Gi-Oh! Was just killing people. Like, he was just like we're going to play. Like, he was fucking the dude from Saul, like, would you like to play a game? Mm-hmm. Like, there was one where this dude's robbing the diner, mm-hmm. or what's her name works?
Tia?
Yeah, where Tia works, and, Yu-Gi-Oh! Sitting in a booth, and he's just fucking, he's Yugi, and he's just sitting there all like,
hey,
and,
wait.
And he's holding, and, like, the dude's holding a gun at him, and, like, fucking Yu-Gi-Oh! Just comes out and fucking, like, he's
Yami, sir. Yami, oh, Yugi.
I'm sorry. But anyway, he puts a fucking, a shot glass on the guy's, and goes, oh, he tells him to pour him a drink. And he has a cigarette in his mouth, and he's like, pour me a drink. And the guy, but he's holding the gun, and he's like, and he has what's her name in his arm, and he goes, well, you don't have any hands, so he puts a shot glass on the top of his hand and starts pouring it. Mm-hmm. And then, like, he overfills it, so it spills all over him. And, like he goes, like, well, you can drop this. Or I think then he puts a candle or some shit. And he's like, well, if you move, you'll set yourself on fire now. But, you know, how long can you hold the gun? Like, and he's just sitting there staring him down while the guy's pointing the gun at him. Because if you pull the trigger, the bottle will fall, or the shot glass will fall and land in the flame and set you on fire. Mm-hmm. I might die, but you're going to die as well. He goes, how long can you? Like, so the guy starts trembling and shit. And, like, the girl freaks out and she runs away. And then he fucking, like, sets himself on fire. It's all fucking brutal. Mm-hmm. But I was like, that's fucking brutal shit. Like, there was some brutal fucking... Like, Yu-Gi-Oh! Or he killed some motherfuckers, man. Like, mm-hmm. He killed them in brutal ways. And, like, then it was like, okay, then it got into the game, which was cool, but it was like, he wasn't killing people anymore.
Well, no, I'm saying, like, they played the game, like, after the... What was it when they... When they went to Pegasus's... Maximilian's fucking mansion or whatever, when they were actually, like,
yeah,
actually rules, like, you had to sacrifice, yeah. You had to do all this bullshit. That's when I started getting good, because I was like, oh, there's structure to what's going on. There's nothing, it's not just random, like, throwing out cards.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, oh, I win.
That, for the most part, that's sorry, I'm trying to find this next thing. I guess that was it. Okay. Like I said, I liked it. I liked it when he was killing people. Then it got really corny, and then it got good again with when the guy actually started getting more into the game. But yeah, up to the point where that was just like when, because like there was another game or another manga that I was reading. It was another game, but that one they never explained the rules ever. And, like, they try to sell cards for it, and it was just like, wait, what is this? Like, look.
Yeah.
What is this? I remember when I first heard about Dragon Ball Z. The first time I heard about Dragon Ball Z, there was a kid that came. I was in 7th grade, maybe? Mm-hmm. I was thinking that 6th or 7th grade. I had to be at Newton. I think it was at Newton, so 7th grade. This kid just came, and he had a bunch of... I had a Dragon Ball Z card that I had found somewhere. It was all in Japanese. I had never seen the show, but I liked the art. Mm-hmm. Why am I going blank on his name?
Gogeta?
No. The pink dude.
Majin Buu.
And he's taking a fucking beam through the gut, and he's just like... Uh-huh. And I had that card. I thought it looked cool, and I remember I would draw it all the time. And then this kid came, and he's like, oh, you like Dragon Ball Z? And I was like, I didn't know this was... I mean, I knew it was Dragon Ball Z, because it says Dragon Ball. But, like, I like the art on it. And he goes, oh, I have a bunch of cards that I don't use. And he, like, literally gives me a fucking, like, two or three shoeboxes just full of Dragon Ball Z cards. And they're all in Japanese. Mm-hmm. So, and I've never seen the show up until this point. And I remember getting a bunch of cards, and I was like, holy shit, I'm going through them all. And I thought for the longest time before I saw the show, I thought Majin Buu was a good guy. Because all I saw was pictures. Yeah. And then all this is all in Japanese.
Oh, no, he's dying.
Yeah, I was like, he's dead. They killed this guy. He was cool.
And, he's pink. How could it be bad?
Well, he was pink and smiling. Like he's all like, you know. And but I remember the cards had barcodes on them. And he was, and the kid explained to me that there was all these arcade machines everywhere. It was also a game where you would just swipe the things, and each card had added like power ups or gave you characters and all kinds of cool shit. But like other than that, like they didn't really get into what it did.
Yeah, like what the card like. Yeah. Like the actual card game itself.
Yeah, and I was like, wait, what? But it was cool shit. Shit, I forgot where I was going with that now. Totally forgot. Anyways. So yeah, Naruto, live action movie.
That's how we got to
that. That's how we got to this. I mean, I think it can be done well. If they take people who know the series, they need to take some. They need that's the thing. I think that's the biggest problem that most American movies that are Japanese, like the Dragon Ball, whoever made the Dragon Ball movie, saw an episode.
Yeah,
maybe.
They saw the first the first episode.
I wouldn't even say that. I think someone told them like this is.
They saw like the end of the very first like Dragon Ball.
Yeah.
Like when Goku was little, and when they saw the very end.
Yeah.
And like, let's make this a movie.
Yeah, and then fucking Shyamalan and fucking Last Airbender. Someone just gave him the gist. This is kid. They can control elements, but. Yeah. And there's the Fire Nation, they attack. Shit gets crazy.
Yeah.
They literally, all they told him was...
And everyone in the Fire Nation is fucking Indian.
All they told him was like, there's this movie, The Last Airbender, everything was fine, and then the Fire Nation attacked. He goes, I'm making it into a movie. but hopefully, I mean, I don't know. I'm scared. And I probably won't see it until it's on Netflix. Like, I'm trying to... I think the Dragon Ball movie, I think I saw it on, like, HBO or some shit.
Speaking of Shyamalan, I wanted to see that movie that's coming out that he's doing. That, like, the guy kidnaps... I don't know if it's just one girl or if there's, like, two girls. But he kidnaps a girl, but he has, like, multiple personalities. And he's like there and like he think like there's like a personality where like he thinks he's like a little boy or whatever, and he's like there, but he's not the person who kidnapped them.
Yeah, yeah.
So he's just like talking to him like a normal like a little kid, like he's a little kid.
Yeah.
Whatever, and then like they're like, can he show us to the door? And he has like little drawings of a door. He's like, there's the door. but then like in the trailer, like it starts getting weird. Like he becomes like he's like the guy starts becoming a monster. So and then I saw Shyamalan, I'm like, oh, fuck, I don't want to see that. Like, that movie looked super cool until it started becoming all Shyamalan-y.
Shyamalan-a-ding-dong. That fuck, like, his first movies were amazing.
I forget what that movie's called.
The Visit? No.
It's kind of, I don't think it's out yet. I think it comes out, like, soon.
Yeah, this one, that came out in 2015. Split.
Yeah, that might be it.
It looks like the poster.
It's with the guy from the guy who plays Professor Xavier in.
Yeah, yeah. That sounds interesting.
Like it seems like it like it'd be like a real thing, like a like super.
They could yeah, like it could
creepy
be.
And like. I mean, that shit could actually happen, and then like I said, like at any point, like his personality could switch to that fucking guy.
Yeah.
That kidnapped them, and then shit could fucking hit the fan. But so no, he turns into a fucking monster. Like.
Well, this is the overview. While the mental divisions of those with dissociative identity disorder have long fascinated and eluded science, it is believed that some can also manifest unique physical attributes for each personality. Though Kevin
right,
has
still turning yeah, into a fucking into monster. He turns into a monster, yeah. And he's crawling on the top of the fucking ceiling in the trailer.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean,
like he's some sort of lizard.
Yeah, they're taking that. He's taking that part and like fucking emphasizing it.
Yeah, he's dumb.
It says though Kevin has evidenced 23 personalities to his trusted psychiatrist, Dr. Fletcher, there remains one who is still submerged, who is set to materialize and dominate all the others. Compelled to abduct three girls, led by willful observer Casey, Kevin reaches a war for survival among all those contained within him, as well as everyone around him. So, it sounds like he kidnaps these girls as one personality. The other personalities come out, and like he's cool with them. And then like that monster is supposed to come out, and like he's fighting against himself to protect himself, the girls, and all his other personalities. The way you described it sounded way better. Yeah. I would see it, but I wouldn't see it as.
Well, it looked super interesting when I first watched the fucking trailer, and then I got really turned off at the very
end. As soon as you saw an M. Night Shyamalan, my demon.
I had a fucking hard on, and then that shit just immediately flopped.
It's like when someone sends you. Have you ever seen one of those? Like a buddy of mine sends me this shit all the time. It's like a GIF. It's like a really really hot chick. It's like mm-hmm. It's like her head, her face. She's you know just cute. It's like tits, like tight stomach, dick.
No one's ever sent me that.
You never got anything like that. Yeah. Or there was one. It was a reverse of that where it's like it's coming from the back and it's like this ass and it's like short skirt and then they turn around and bah, dick. Or this is what I recently found out the chick's name. Oh god, what was it? And I found this out because like I showed the gift to somebody else and they're like, oh, that's Bailey J. Bailey J. Is it? And he goes, that's Bailey J. I was like, how do you know this?
I'm reading the tranny porn.
But it's like it's this cute chick, you know, and you know tits and pigtails, like you know, in the short skirt, like a cat girl kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And then she like shakes her tits, and then she shakes her hips, and then when she shakes her hips, the front of her skirt moves.
The dick's all flopping around.
I was like, oh shit. shit. And that does sound interesting. I'm gonna check out the trailer. I don't know. I'll look it up though. You got anything else?
Nah, we talked about Rhonda, right?
Yeah, we talked about Rhonda.
Yeah, that's it.
Ben Affleck might not be directing Batman, which is good news.
Yeah, we'll just leave it at that.
Though. I don't know, but see, he's an Academy Award winning director. You know what I mean?
That doesn't mean anything, dude.
Yeah, that's true. But I don't know. I think he'd do a good job with it, just because he loves the character so much.
M. Night Shyamalan's an Academy Award winning director.
That's very true. I'm probably going to regret this Google image search, but I'm going to show it to you anyway.
What are you doing?
While we're recording.
I'm going to tell Letty to check your internet history.
That's why I have incognito mode. Okay, damn it. All right.
That's her?
Yeah.
All
right. Right? So, but I was like, my buddy was like, because especially like...
Yeah, she looks normal.
Yeah.
She looks like a woman.
But what tripped me out is, like, it's funny. Like, even that one. Like, you can't, you know?
Yeah.
But the one, like, it's her, and she's dressed like a schoolgirl, and then, like, she just, like, the front of her skirt just... And then she starts giggling, and I'm like, oh, God. But I was like, that's Bailey J. I just looked at him like... I was surprised that he, like he got that look on his face, like...
Oh, shit.
But, yeah, yeah. I saw her once on porn, you know. I turned it off right away.
Mm-hmm. I totally didn't stroke it.
Yeah, right. Totally. No. Ew.
she has a dick. Oh,
damn it. I
just already finished. It's ewy.
all right. I think on that note, game over. No more questions.